What kind of cheese do people like? White lumpy cheese.
Blue cheese.
Cottage
cheese, yeah, I was trying to think. I didn't think blue cheese, I knew it couldn't be that. I don't guess it would. Yeah, cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of a white, crumpy stuff, you know. Yeah, cottage cheese.
What about to get the impurities out of the milk before they had all these processes? They do what to it? They run it through a cloth and they
string.
Yeah.
I don't know which one you're looking
for. You mentioned those apple fritters. What other kinds of apple desserts might you have? Maybe
turnovers?
Or maybe something cooked in a dish, maybe two or three layers.
Apple cobbler.
Is that different from apple pie? Cobbler?
Yes.
How's that
do? That's a good question.
Is a cobbler a multi-layered one and a pie just a single layer?
I would say yes, and usually a cobbler is thicker than a pie, so it's juicy, they're more soupy and juicy.
Okay, what about somebody who really likes to eat and say he sure likes to put away his
food?
Okay. Everything else
for that. Really put it down.
So what about a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding or something?
Frosting, icing.
All those different stuff.
Yeah, I was just trying to, I don't know which one you're looking for. I don't know what you're looking for.
They
may not even be looking for that.
They all differ from a sauce. What about the four of those?
Yeah,
the sauce. Syrup in it.
Yeah. The syrup is, it's usually sweet, thick. Which I guess
thick,
also.
Thick liquid.
Yeah, right.
What about a sauce?
Sauce can be much thinner.
Okay.
So like we go, what would you call it? The
there's a difference in the constitution.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name for oil, whatever they call that. You know, how thick it is or whatever. But and the sauce be much thinner.
Okay. What about a food taken between regular meals? You say you had a what?
A snack.
Okay. These are principal parts of each. You say yesterday I
ate.
Okay, and I will
eat.
And I have
eaten.
Okay. And what about you talk about breakfast food? What would you drink for breakfast?
Milk, orange juice, coffee.
Yeah. What about
tea?
Talking about coffee, how would people usually make that? Before they had instant.
Good. You make it with a percolator.
Okay, so you say you're going over to what, some coffee?
Brew.
Okay. Now, let's say you've been working real hard and you come in and get a what to drink?
Glass. Iced tea?
Yeah, or out of the faucet some
water.
Okay. And let's see, say the glass was sitting there on the table and you knocked it off. You'd say, well, it was me who bought the glass.
Who was?
Well, you said the glass fell off the table and it
broke.
Okay. You said, but I wasn't the one who
broke it.
Okay. Let's see. If you knock the glass off the table, it will
break.
So it has been
broken.
Okay. And the principal part is drank too. Yesterday I.
Yesterday I drank.
Okay, and I have
drunk.
And I will
drink.
Okay. Say some people come in and you're there at the table eating, you might say, well, pull up a chair and
have a bite.
Yeah, or you say, don't just stand there, come on and
eat.
Okay. You talk about them standing as opposed to your sitting. You say, don't just stand there, come on in.
Sit down.
Okay. And the principal parts of sit. Yesterday I
sat.
And I have.
Okay, so I have sat. Okay, I have sat.
Okay, and I will
sit.
Yeah, okay. Same thing with help. I will
help.
I have
help.
And I will. Let's see.